When Jason Soto assumed the acting police chief role in April, he leapfrogged higher-ranking officers for the position. Since then, he's garnered a great deal of support from the community, the city council, and within the department. Sergeant Paul Seifer is one member of Soto's staff who voiced his support.
I have not seen morale at a higher point in my 15 years than it has been recently.
City Manager Andrew Klinger urged City Council to officially suspend their national search for a police chief. Klinger suggested allowing Soto to continue his duties under the title of Assistant Police Chief until he can meet the minimum requirements for the job, which includes a bachelor's degree.
I think it's important that in any executive position, especially a chief of police, that you demonstrate results. Jason has demonstrated tremendous results in a very short period of time.
Mayor Hillary Sheevy agrees with the recommendation.
The biggest thing that can protect you is the relationship you have with your police chief and the relationship he has with the community. You have certainly showed all of us what your relationship is in the community. And if this council doesn't listen to that, then shame on us.
As assistant police chief, Soto will keep his current salary of $142,000 and will not receive additional pay as acting police chief. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.